Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
What? And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast.
I'm not ashamed.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. Represent the Clemson Tigers on this show. Big dominating win yesterday for the Tigers against what is probably, I don't know, the Citadel might be the third best team in the state as the Clemson Tigers win big. I have two co-hosts. We'll start with the man that's not far from me, even though he does have some Russian problems. He is the comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is great to be here. Football season is officially starting this weekend. Officially starting this weekend. A lot of exhibition games going on, ACC games. You know, it's decent. But now we get to the meat. The meat that everyone wants. SEC football, Gamecock football, the big boys play this weekend. It's going to be unbelievable. And the Gamecocks, I think, are going to impress some people. And surprise some people this weekend.
Also joining the show is known by Carolina Jackpot in the upstate. He's my friend, Kale Hall. Kale, welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's my favorite night of the week, Sunday night. 6 days away from start of real football. As the comrade says, Gamecocks in Tennessee, prime time on Saturday night. Looking forward to it.
Yep, we're going to talk a little bit about the different things coming up. It's people are already signing in over there. Lisa says the SEC sucks shit. Thank you for that, Lisa. You know, we'll pin that.
People are pumped up. They're pumped up because real football started this weekend. They weren't pumped up the last 2 weeks. They're all jacked up now.
So was your competition yesterday.
If this was real football, you'd think the number one team in the country wouldn't have already played two games, but just remember, the number one team in the country doesn't play in the suck-ass SEC. So just throwing that out there. Make sure you understand.
LSU?
They play in the Big Ten. Jeez.
LSU is in the SEC?
Read the polls.
I
didn't write the polls. The Associated Press and the coaches, the team, the people that coach, everybody knows Clemson's the number one team in the country. So that sucks to be you. I understand that. And by the way, you motherfuckers can't get ranked even when the Big Ten's not there. That's how shitty your program is. So we can talk about that if you want. We can talk about how South Carolina is an abysmal failure.
When they get ranked, I'd rather it be a true ranking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're not going to get ranked under the current coaching staff. That's for damn sure.
Because we don't have nobody else in the damn thing.
Mom of three says, "Who cares about SEC or real football? Can we just all be thankful for football?" Yeah, well, okay. Kyle says Vols by 31. Kyle, I don't think that's going to happen, sir. Tennessee has – we'll get into that Tennessee matchup in a moment. Let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. Go by and see Cheddar Bob and Billy Muse. Get yourself some beer, some wings, all at Callaway's. You folks coming in for the game, you should do your post and pregame at Callaway's. If you can't go to the game because of the COVID, don't worry about it. Go to Callaway's. They'll have some seating there for you, and you can watch the games in a nice socially distant atmosphere where you don't have to worry about potentially catching the COVID. You can do that at Callaway's. Also, D&C Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment from the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
Oh, I got pulled up. Hold on. My computer's being wonky. Where's the crap? Oh, there's the crap. Okay. It sucks to be a Gamecock. I wish that I had a man with a character that Dabo Sweeney has to run my football program.
Exactly.
I'm the only person who would take Jadeveon Clowney, a player that is known to be lazy, as a documented fact by two coaches. That's who I want. A lazy player over Deshaun Watson. I like to invest in failures like Will Muschamp. He needs 8 years to get the program right. Betty Wilson hates a couple of things. Me and when little Dennis smells like country ham. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson. DNC Trucking and Transport, all facts there. Yep. Why don't we get into the games from over the weekend? We're going to do our Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, the results on that. Right now, you know, we mentioned Dennis. Dennis is leading the way there, comrade. He's at an 85%, 86%, and he leads us all, man.
Yeah. I feel bad for Dennis, though.
Why? Okay.
Well, I mean, he's been red hot. I mean, we can agree he's been red hot. And it's got to be demoralizing.
That's pretty solid.
It's got to be demoralizing for him. He's red hot, and he probably thought to himself, if I can get 85% of my games right the first 2 weeks, I'll have a big lead. And really, he doesn't. It's like he's been out of his mind, and yet he barely leads. So I think you're going to see him being demoralized. I think this week coming up, he'll probably get probably 2 games right. He'll probably go 2-for-6.
Well,
2-6.
But why can't it just be that we have some people that actually can pick some games? Maybe that's a little bit too. It's kind of a
tough
contest.
I think he did get 2 right this time.
Well,
he got all his games right the first week. I think he got 2 right this time.
No, he was 3-for-5. He was 3-for-5.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
I'm serious. He was 3-for-5. That's pretty good, Kale. Speaking of which, I'm going to share the screen with you now. We'll go over the leaders. How bad does it bother you, comrade, that Dennis Wilson is in first place? You can just be honest.
Not at all. It's fine. I mean, we know it's temporary.
Anybody can get lucky in 1 week. I mean, you gotta have some sustainability.
I mean, Dennis has been lucky for 2 weeks in a row, so I don't think that's luck. But
3 wins.
So, as you can see, Dennis with getting 3 correct on the week 5. We had several people get 4, including myself and the comrade. Edwin Reeves also got 4. Chris Rich got 4. Let's see here. Who else got 4? South Carolina got 4. I don't know who the hell that is. Brock Lee got 4. Look at you, buddy. Into the contest, jumped in feet first and got 4. Look at him. So, but as you can see, Dennis Wilson leads the way. The comrade is 1 pick back. I'm 2 picks back along with Jeremy McClure and Taylor Bruni. As we look at some of the names here, Carolina Jackpot is right there in the mix. He is 4 picks back of Mr. Wilson, along with Matt Tomlinson, Dick Dooley, also at 8. Let me see if who else is in here that I can see here. Jackpot Junior's at 7. One spot behind the senior jackpot. Senior jackpot, if your son passes you, are you going to be a pissed off individual?
Definitely.
Let's see here. Who else? Rich Long's at 7. Beth Webb's at 7. Beth had a good week. She got 4 picks correct. Boy, way to go. No, that was in week 2.
Not bad, Beth.
No, Beth Webb. Beth
not bad.
4. Yeah, not bad. Nathan Medlin got 1 pick correct. Lisa Sestero-Harkins with 2. Let's see here. Who else? I'm trying to find where else I can see her. Elizabeth Harkins with 2 that week. So she's up to 5. And it goes down from there. Very disappointed in Kim Bellinger. Normally he does a lot better. He's sitting at 5 total. That's.
I still am going to say it again. Ken Bellinger will beat Dennis Wilson in this contest.
Mm.
Mark it down right now.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Mark it down. Ken Bellinger will beat Dennis Wilson. I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
Why do you have? Do you have no faith in Dennis Wilson?
I think Ken Bellinger is a fine. I think Ken Bellinger is kind of the Colin Montgomery of picks. Very, very solid. Okay, he's not going to win. He's not going to win the championship. He's not a major winner, but he's going to be around there, late in the Sunday rounds. You know, with Colin Montgomery, he won't quite pull it off, but he'll be up there. And Dennis Wilson will be kind of fading back, kind of like, you know, Chip Beck. If we want to do a PGA Tour golfing term, you know, Chip Beck, middle of the road.
You know, I don't understand. I mean, virtual Kale hates Dennis.
I don't hate Dennis. I'm just letting you know what I think.
Virtual Kale hates him, though.
fuck him. I don't ever want to see the motherfucker again.
Exactly. Poor, poor Dennis. Exactly. Kale's getting sexually assaulted by his dog, for those that are listening to the podcast. There you go with that. All right, so can we talk? You want to? I guess we can kind of talk a little bit about the games from this past weekend. Clemson did what they were supposed to do. Do you guys have anything you want to say about the Clemson game?
Well, I'm kind of wondering, you know, they have a history now of struggling to score in the second half against in-state teams. And I go back to 2010, I believe it was. They got shut out against the Gamecocks second half. And, you know, it's kind of a struggle there. Struggle second half. So you have to wonder, is it adjustments maybe?
Mike.
Maybe Clemson doesn't adjust well? I mean,
something to
think about.
Failure to finish.
Okay.
Yeah, if not finishing, I think
struggle,
it's... Yeah.
Struggle in the second half. Of the national championship game, same way.
That's true. It's becoming a trend.
Do you guys have anything valid to say about Clemson?
I'm just saying, there's something to look for. Do they struggle making halftime adjustments? There's something to look for later on in the year.
Okay, fine. Was there another game that stuck out for you, Kale, over the weekend that kind of made you cringe a little bit? Or maybe you were like, ha-ha, mofos? Did you have a game that you liked, Kale?
No, I it wasn't on one of our picks, but on my YouTube channel, I took Boston College straight up beat Duke, and they did, and that was my you nailed it pick of the week. Of course, my turd of the week was Tulane, which I took as a home favorite against Navy, and they were up 24-0, and then they fucking, I guess they just didn't play football the entire second half. They lost 27-0. How the hell do you lose 27-0 to a team that does nothing but run the fucking ball? That makes no sense to me. I don't get it. I don't like the shitty performance by Oklahoma State.
Dick Tulsa, was
the Big 12.
Yeah.
Big 12 has some really bad performances against lower classification schools the past 2 weeks now. And of course the Miami Louisville game really pissed me off. God damn, I thought Louisville could play a little bit better defense than that. I knew they weren't a defensive minded team and they weren't gonna be great, but good Lord, I mean, I saw more missed tackles there than I saw 2014 Gamecocks. Joke, man.
Damn.
Absolute joke.
Mike, what did you see from this weekend that you liked or didn't like?
Well, it's funny that Caleb brings up Navy Tulane. You know, I make other picks as well. And actually, my special I had on my little handicapper was the money line taking Navy, which is like plus 350. And I'm at my son's baseball practice Saturday. And, of course, they're getting crushed. I'm like, Jesus, that's not going to come out real well. And then I check back later on. It's 24-16. I go, yeah. He got a chance. It was 24-24. So I didn't see one snap of the game. I watched the highlights afterwards. So that was pretty cool to kind of take that plus 350 in the pocket there. The Miami game didn't surprise me. I like Miami. I really like Miami. I picked Miami to beat Clemson. That's their one loss this year. I picked, you know, I didn't want to go. Not that I think Miami's better than Clemson. Let me get that straight before I get Facebook messages. You really think Miami's better than Clemson? No, I do not. But for one game, I think Clemson will lose a game this year. Everyone's picking Notre Dame as the game they might lose, and I'm going to be a little bit different, and I think it could be the Canes. So we'll see. But I like Miami a lot. They're impressive. They're not quite, you know, 1990s Miami or 80s or early 2000s. I'm not saying they're back, but they're not like a tire fire anymore. They're not FSU anymore. They're not like, you know, they're at least trying to regain some of their glory a little bit. They look pretty good.
I think if Clemson, if they lose to somebody this year, it won't be to Miami or to Notre Dame, one of the teams that you would expect that they might get challenged by. It'll be to some, they'll beat them, and then, you know, they'll be at that flexing their muscles. Ah, another top 10 team goes down to the Mighty Tigers. If they lose, it'll be to some shit burger that you don't expect. If they lose to fucking Virginia or somebody like that, and some just some random, just crazy game, maybe Syracuse again. Who the hell knows? But then, you know, they'll crush everybody else because we was mad. We used that as a motivational tool to steamroll the rest of the competition. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, your level of butthurt is noted, sir. And I kind of expected that.
I'm just stating facts. That's how it goes.
I expected
that. He's being factual.
To happen. I mean, as we get closer to when your disaster kicks off, and there's a sliver of hope in Gamecock fans that are saying, you know what, maybe this will be the year Will Muschamp strings it together, even though, you know, I mean, he hasn't strung it together ever before, but maybe this will be the year. Maybe this will be the year that you have a defense that's ranked, or an offense that's ranked higher than eighth in the conference. Maybe. Who knows? I can honestly say this, and I'm not just saying this just to troll and be silly. This is like the first season in about 4 years where I don't think anybody really knows what to expect from the Gamecocks. And the reason that I say that is simply because, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of spring practice. There wasn't a whole lot of leaks and everything else like you would normally get.
Yeah, all the stuff's been closed off.
Yeah, the pandemic has limited access, and we don't know what the hell we're going to get. And anybody, and by the way, anybody who claims that they know, they're lying. They're lying.
I mean,
nobody really knows exactly what the Gamecocks have. They really don't.
Can I bring up something real quick?
Sure.
To a faction of my Gamecock fan base that embarrasses me at times, and I hate to be hateful towards Gamecock fans, but I'm really hateful to them. Two things. And actually, Kale had a really good video on this too, so Kale will back me up on this. You know, Kale had a video the other day, a couple days ago, after Colin Hill was named the starting quarterback, that basically was saying that you know, he's shocked that people are shocked by this, but, and I am too. Like, I mean, and about 2 weeks ago, I predicted that Colin Hill would be the starting quarterback, and I love to take credit for that, but it was pretty clear. I mean, number one, there was no spring practice.
Right, it's what I just
said. The first thing you say to yourself, well, man, no spring practice, and they have a new offense putting in, and only one quarterback is there that knows the offense. He probably has a good shot now of starting. And then, of course, if you listen to Muschamp and Bobo talk leading up to the last month or so, it was pretty clear who they were going to go with. I mean, they were just talking up, I'm not saying they were lying about, but they were just talking up Colin Hill. It was almost like they're trying to prepare you for, you know what I mean? It was pretty, so when he was named, like, I would have been shocked if Helinski was starting at this point. Like, if they had told me Helinski, man, that surprises me. But then Gamecock fans on Twitter go crazy, wonder and shocked by it. And then two, their takes of, it's just not fair to Ryan. And not one of them, not one Gamecock fan I saw made the claim that they know Helinski's better than Colin Hill. They all said, well, Hill is probably better. But I just don't understand why. Like, well, that's it right there. You don't understand why. You know, what's his face? Mark Ryan, the dumbass Mark Ryan, actually stated, I'm sure that Colin Hill is better than Ryan Helinski right now. I still don't understand why. What message does it send in the locker room you're starting Hill, though? It sends a message that we play the best player. Okay, once you start playing a guy because you like his story or he's a good guy, you lose the team. You play the guy who gets the best chance to win. Now, I'm not in practice, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So and Gamecock fans are going crazy. They love Ryan Helinski. I get it. They act like Ryan Helinski's mad. All accounts say that he's taking it fine. Obviously, it was a start. But, I mean, listen, Colin Hill.
Look,
I haven't seen Colin Hill play. I've not seen Colin Hill play one time. So I'm not going to sit there and say I know what he can play like. But, and I mentioned this before, okay, NFL scouts like him. Okay? I'm not saying he's getting draft number one, but NFL scouts like him. So that's unbiased. That isn't me. That isn't, Gamecock Larry, okay? You know, but NFL scouts like him. So more than likely, he knows the offense, and he's pretty talented. His issue's been injury-wise. He probably had beat out Helinski legitimately in practice, and that's what you do.
I want to. One of the things I want to put out there on that too is that there's a lot of, I call them casual Gamecock fans, and that casual fans in general, people who they like the story of Ryan Helinski, and they like the idea of the whole Disney World. Oh my goodness, we're going to have like a remake of Invincible or whatever. And everybody loves that story. ESPN doing this stuff on it. The soccer moms love that shit. They love it. But what the comrade said makes a lot of sense. You got to play the best guy. And by the way, one of the other things that people seem to forget here too is that you have the option of, if Hill wants to, he could come back and play next season. Everybody gets a free year. So he could come back and play again next year and possibly build his NFL draft stock. So you could, in theory, have a quarterback room where right now Helinski can keep his year, basically. And he, if Hill turns out to be a decent quarterback, you could have 2 years of Hill. And then either Helinski can hopefully earn the job, or the young man that you've got that's the top five recruit or whatever at quarterback can come in and do something. And if you're a Gamecock fan,
Gunner right now, Stockton.
There you go. Thank you, sir. And right now, if you're a Gamecock fan, this is the most talent overall, I think, that you've had in the Gamecock quarterback room in a while with – potentially now. I mean, just, you know. But as far as if Hill does well, then that's great. I mean, that's what you should hope for. But one other thing I want to put out there really quick, though. If he comes out next week against Tennessee and shits the bed, you can't just say we got to throw him the hell out with the bathwater, because then you're putting all that pressure back on Helinski again. And I don't know if he knows the offense or not. So that's why that first game of the season is huge for South Carolina. Hill needs to go out there and be efficient, because if he's not, this fan base is going to turn on him really fucking quick.
And I don't understand either. Just like, this is a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing to have depth at quarterback, as we found out in several Gamecock years, okay? When we're starting guys like, and no offense to Perry Orth, when Perry Orth was playing, okay?
You didn't have a good set where you had Connor Shaw and Dylan Thompson.
But we had years where we're starting, I forgot the guy's name now, but we had some guys back in the day. Chris Smelly comes to mind, but we had some guys back in the day that just were horrible backup quarterbacks. But, Blake wasn't too bad. Who was it? Antonio Hefner? That's what I'm thinking of. Is that who? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. It's a horrible way to end your season, in a way. If your starting quarterback gets hurt, like, oh, we're screwed now. We're done. Okay? Well, that's not going to be an issue with the Gamecocks. If Kylin Hill goes down, we got a capable backup on Helinski. And by all accounts, too, Luke Doty has been very impressive, too. The only problem has been no spring practice. And they said that there was a full spring practice. I think he came in early, too. He came in January, I believe.
Right, he did.
I mean, this whole COVID thing's been screwed up. But if we had a normal year and he came in January, a lot of people think that he might be the starter, or might be knocking in the door to be the starter. If he had been there since January in terms of, practicing in a normal year. So they have a lot of talent in the quarterback room. That's a good thing. I don't think anyone's going to transfer. Helinski, it seems fine, with it, and it's fine. And, of course, if Gunnar Stockton still comes, it's for real. You play the best guy. How you lose a team is when you play the guy that isn't the best because of – whatever his popularity or whatever it is. That's how you lose a team. Mark Ryan, the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. They don't lose the locker room here playing. No, actually, the players want the best guy to play. Going back to a few years ago with Jake Bentley and Brandon McIlwain, the Gamecocks wanted the redshirt Jake Bentley. And I had a guy that used to be at practice back in the day. I used to have a contact. I don't have it anymore. Okay. And they wanted him to redshirt Jake Bentley. That was the plan. The problem was, during the season, during practice, there was such a gap in practice between Bentley and Brandon McIlwain that the coaches had to make a move, because at that point you're basically telling your players, oh, we're not really trying to win this year. Sorry, seniors, we're just going to mess around and play the guy that isn't as good because, you know, we want to redshirt him. And you can't do that because you start losing the locker room. You start losing it. It trickles down. That's what you have to be careful of. You never have to worry about, oh, I'm starting the best guy, and it's clear the best guy. And you know, any Gamecocks upset about it, that's their thing too. If they weren't playing the best guy, you would hear some leaks and some guys talking, hey, man, I can't believe that crap. But clearly they're playing the best guy.
Kale's video, by the way, on the Carolina Jackpot channel essentially has a lot of that. And Kale said it best, man. I don't know why everybody's so fucking shocked. I mean, you know, I kind of thought.
Why is it such a revelation? They're playing the better player. Oh, my God. I mean, it's silly. It really is.
I don't understand why they were so upset about that. But, you know, you never know. But I do think that and you guys, I think you'll agree with me on this. The best thing for the Gamecocks, I'm telling you, is that this Hill needs to come out and just be efficient and at least give them an opportunity to win without, you know, if he comes out and has a Hilinski game like did at Mizzou last year, my God, people are already going to turn on him anyway. And there's a section of folks that are like, why is this kid from Colorado State starting? I mean, there's definitely some people that think like that. So
it's, at least we have a capable backup quarterback now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And listen, Hilinski wasn't supposed to play last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was supposed to play last year. Bentley goes down, and he gets thrown into action. And he looked good at times, and then he played injured. And so, I mean, he was injured most of the year. He had the arm issue, elbow issue, and, of course, the Missouri game where they hey, we're going to throw 40 times. Dumbest thing in the world. And then his knee issue, whatever he was doing, up and around there. I mean, so, I mean, in a lot of ways, I think he needs some time to sit back and watch, which was the plan last year. He didn't get to sit back and watch last year. He gets to sit back and watch an experienced quarterback in the offense and get better, and Bobo can work with his footwork. And if we need him, he's there. He's got talent. I mean, some of those throws he made against Bama before he was injured, okay, he got hurt in the Bama game, like second half of the Bama game. If you watch the first half of the Bama game, I mean, he shows – I mean, the Charles Southern game we don't watch because that's for the Planet High School team. But you watch from those throws in the Bama game, it's how – you know, just how – he threw the ball, how confident he was throwing the ball. It was a big change from Bentley, who at times would aim the ball. I mean, he would just come back there looking like, you know, I'm going to fire him. You know, I mean, there are a lot of tools he has that makes me excited about him. But, you know, at the same time, he's still got to learn some things. And last year when he got hurt and playing injured, and I think the play calling was god-awful last year for him. I mean, I think they did him no favors. And I think that if Mike Bobo was there last year with Hilinski, I think things have been a lot better for Hilinski's development too, but the play calling was this horrible, made no sense half the time.
One other thing that Muschamp said, normally he doesn't really leak anything or really give you a useful tidbit of information, but when he announced that, hey, Hill's the quarterback, he said that Doty took the majority of the second team reps, which means that, you know, they. I mean, Doty's going to see the field as a wide receiver anyway, but the idea that he got the majority of the second team reps tells me a lot. They really must be high on Doty down there if they're going to give him a lot of those second team reps. And a little bit of it had to do with the COVID too, because if one of the quarterbacks gets the COVID, then it's good to have somebody else with the backup there that has played with some of the backups. So, yeah.
I remember in 1989 when Todd Ellis was a senior and he got hurt against NC State about halfway through the season. They blew his knee out and he was done. They had to cart him off the field, and the backup they put in played the rest of the year, Dickie DeMacy. Shit, poor old Dickie looked like he'd never thrown a damn football in his life. I mean, he really looked like he was wandering around in a foreign country.
By the way, I've got the Sunday night game going on behind us, and they are fighting. The Seahawks and the Pats are fighting. It's the middle of a fucking pandemic. Don't break them up, refs. Let them go.
Go at it.
All this.
That wouldn't happen if Clowney was still there.
That's right. Clowney would bring peace because he's a leader.
Shit.
That's a team without a leader right there. Seahawks have no leader.
Guess who got their ass kicked in the fight? Fucking Stephon Gilmore. He got burnt like a Christmas tree earlier. Now he goes over here and tries to fuck with the Seahawks.
By the way,
Look at him. Man, fuck. I can't believe this shit.
Please say his whole name.
It's fucking goddamn. What a fucking disease that guy has turned into.
Please say his whole name, please.
His whole name? Disease.
His whole name is Stephon Gilmore, NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Okay, thank you.
He looked like bitch of the year on the sidelines when he was over there getting his fucking dick kicked in.
Stephon Gilmore, NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm not calling him anything. Right
don't disrespect him, please.
He's bitch of the year right now the way he got. I think he got ejected.
Thank you.
He got ejected. I think he got ejected.
Looks like he got beat up by 100 Seahawks players.
Look at Metcalf right there just saying, get the fuck off me, you little bitch. Metcalf just beating him senseless. Get the hell away from me. Getting showed up. That's funny. It's a shame because Gilmore is a good quarterback, but he is getting his ass kicked tonight. Look at that shit. Oh, I fell down.
I believe the Patriots are winning the game, so he's not. Ejected. Patriots by 3 teams winning the game, so.
Metcalf's making him look stupid. That's funny. Anyway, I like that kind of stuff.
That's a legal shot to the head right there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Choking him.
Do you guys want to take calls tonight? We haven't done that in a while. Would you like to take calls tonight?
Only if they're people who are smart.
I can't screen the calls to see if they're smart.
Well, you won't
be calling, so that eliminates the biggest idiot I know. So there's that.
Let's do an IQ test and they get on and say sorry. We're here for smart people, okay? If you're not going to be smart, don't bring it to the table.
Real simple. Call the show now, 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. Oh, he got burnt again. No way. Oh, he's
It wasn't him. Down. He didn't get burnt again.
He's not burnt out. He got kicked out.
He got kicked out. Now the Seahawks are attacking that side of the field.
I don't think he got
shocking. See? They're going right to McCourty.
Well, I mean, they went to the side of the field earlier and got stuffed.
No, so. Yeah. Best
Dude,
player.
He,
best
Metcalf player. Beat his ass. Go look
because
it up.
He choked him as he ran by him. I saw it.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus
Choked
Christ.
Him.
You were so
That's
ignorant.
What happens.
Beth says you need to leave, comrade. 803-470-2905.
I don't know if that was a touchdown or not. I guess it was.
803-470-2905 is the number to call. If you would like to get involved here this evening on the Rob, Comrade, and Kale podcast, I found something on Twitter I wanted to share.
Lovely.
It's just two women beating the shit out of each other in a McDonald's, and I don't know why, but every time I watch it, I have to laugh hysterically. So I'll bring that up as we wait for a call. You can join us at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. Actually, I don't think I will show this because this poor woman then got her boob ripped out of her bra. My God, this woman beating her is huge, though. Oh, man. You do not get your Big Mac. No, I'm the Big Mac. Should I show this to the audience, comrade, where these two women are throwing chairs at each other? It's pretty funny.
I don't know. Well, is it Beth Webb fighting Lisa Sarah Harkins? Is that who it is?
God, no. This one woman looks like she weighs about 600 pounds. And
okay,
she's
I
beating
don't
the
see
crap
that.
Out of like a 180-pound woman here. Maybe. I don't know. We'll take it to the chat room over there. If you want to see the video of these two women beating the crap out of each other, just respond yes or no. If we get 5 yeses, then I'll play it. If not, we won't. All right. Anyway, the number to call if you want to join us on the show is 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. I'll direct message this to some folks because this is kind of funny. They just beat the shit out of her. Holy shit. I don't know why I've watched that like 8 times. So we may play that at the end of the show. But if you want to talk football tonight, 803-470-2905. By the way, we got to pick out our games for the next week here. Kale already sent his in, and I don't have a problem with Kale's list. Are you cool with Kale's list, Mike?
Looks good to me.
All right. Well,
I'm going to Vegas Insider real quick to see if Vegas Insider has fixed their website.
Yeah.
Well, I think the COVID's gotten the Vegas Insider. Yeah.
In honor of Rich Long, who has joined the show, I'm just going to I'll just play this little fight clip here because it's pretty funny. But Mike, can you read down the games while I load this up, buddy? Do you have the game list in front of you?
God, let me see. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
All right. Hold on. As we
all right. So here's the games that Cale Hall picked, and for those in the contest, listen. You have to bear with us a little this year because, I mean, it's just craziness. So, normally we do 5 games a week. We did 7 last week, and, of course, 2 of them got canceled, which gave us 5 again. You know, so that's going to happen. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to do 8 games a week with the knowledge of at times we probably will get games canceled. And hopefully we won't have any games canceled this week. So we're going to do 8 a week to try to get more picks in case we have to shut things down or whatever the contest. So here are the 8 that we came up with. Well, actually, Cale came up with, but they all look good to me. First one, of course, is the game of the week, the primetime game. One of the biggest games of the season, really. Probably top 10 game of the season. Gamecocks will host Tennessee. That's game 1. Game 2, Kentucky playing Bama.
The Barn.
What did you say? Well, that's Auburn.
The Barn.
Okay, good. My context is fuzzy. Kentucky playing Auburn, I'm sorry. K-State versus Oklahoma. Not bad, not bad. Florida versus Ole Miss. Mississippi State against the national champions, LSU Tigers.
That's fucking trash.
Louisville versus Pitt. And then a game that will make you think back to the glorious decade of the 80s. FSU versus Miami. And then last but not least, Army versus Cincinnati.
Vote for life.
So those are our 8 games this week we're going to have. Oh. I'm trying to look right now at some. And by the way, Vegas Insider, here's another thing too. Announcing right now, we usually use Vegas Insider for our spreads. I did not use them last week. I tried them again just now, and we're not going to use them this week either. So we're going to get our spreads from covers.com, the opening line. And the reason why we're doing that is because when I pull up Vegas Insider right now, they have a point spread up they're actually updated a little bit. You know, we probably could use them. No, we're not. Anyway, their website's not updated very well anymore. Last week, they had a point spread for the Gamecocks in Missouri. They were supposed to play.
Yeah.
I think they've laid off some folks. I think the COVID has laid off some folks, and I would love to volunteer my time and work for them. I love the website, but they're not keeping their website updated anymore. So we're going to go to covers.com and get the opening line from there to be consistent, because Vegas kind of insider has kind of gone off the edge. Maybe they'll come back next year.
For folks that were wanting to see the fight, I put the link over there in the chat. So there you go. You can watch the gargantuan fighting the she actually throws a milkshake at her, which I would show the video here, but there's a part where, like, her boob pops out, and that might be something that might get us in trouble on Facebook. So just go and look at the link right there, twitter.com. From Rola Knows. Go and check that out. It's right over there. But it's so funny because she slings that milkshake at her, and like you turn around and she turns around and you just see the milkshake all over her face, and you're like, oh God. Then she proceeds to beat her ass. Brock Lee says he's got 44 reasons why South Carolina will beat Tennessee. So there you go with that. We're sticking calls this evening, 803-470-2905. Justin Hardy likes Alabama by 40 over Mizzou. Any games that you see that will make you you kind of look at it and you're like, wow, it's going to be a blowout? There's going to be a lot of blowouts next weekend, I think. Caleb, did you see one that you liked?
I'm curious of FSU Miami. Because I like Miami a lot. FSU looks like a dump fire. I'm curious, like on paper.
And their coach has the coronavirus.
Yeah, the coach has their coronavirus. That might be a good thing. They might actually play better without him. But I'm kind of curious because, you know, because it's a rivalry game still. And, you know, the old saying, when two teams get together, throw out the records. You know, but I'm trying to find a line in that right now. But Vegas Insider's not helping me out. Shocking. Anyone got a line in that right now, early line? I'm curious what that line is. How about we guess the line? Don't look. What do you think the line is for that game?
For what?
17.
For what game?
FSU Miami.
Well, that's not this week. That's the following week, right? Oh, no, it's this week.
No,
yeah.
This is week. Yeah.
17.
You say, is it a probably guess, Kale, or you know? Did you already look?
I'm just guessing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with 13. I'm going with 13.
All right. Let me see him pull up here. All right. Covers.com is doing well. Good job, Covers.com. Keeping shit updated. I'm going to tip my hat to you in the land of COVID. You're doing your job.
Well, I mean, Miami's defense.
Okay. We're going out here.
Pretty good job,
You saw it, motherfuckers!
All right, Virtual Kale. We'll get it. man. Have you got the line or not?
I'm trying. Okay, I finally found it. It opened, so the line we're going to use for the contest is Miami -9.5. How about that?
I want to break the fucking
That's
neck.
Interesting right there.
Exactly.
That seems too easy. Miami way too easy.
You want to run through and see if we can get the other ones there, comrade? You got all of them?
All right, so we got Tennessee and the Gamecocks. The Gamecocks are getting 3 points.
Yeah.
Vegas, for an easy money line win.
See if we could guess the line. If Kale and I can guess the line.
Oh, okay.
803-470-2905.
Guess the line, Kale. Okay, let's do this. I'm sorry, my bad. I misinterpreted your reaction. Let's do this. How about Georgia at Arkansas? Guess the line.
28.
Okay, interesting. Rob?
24.5.
Good job, Rob Sanders.
All right.
Okay. How about Army-Cincinnati, one of our games in our contest this week? Army-Cincinnati, Bearcats and the Cadets.
Where's that game at?
That's in Cincinnati, the Queen City.
Cincinnati by 13.
Okay. I got Cincy by 5.
Cincy -11.5.
Damn,
is where it opens.
Look at that. All right, what else we got there, comrade?
How about Mississippi State at LSU?
You can go first, Kale.
I say LSU -18.
I'm gonna take LSU -12.
LSU -19.
Shit.
Kale Hall almost nailed
it. This is ridiculous.
And it's actually by 8 right now. It's actually 18.5. If you're in a actually there's one 18.5 in most places, but 19 is where it opened. What we'll use. How about Florida at Ole Miss? One of our games. Florida at Ole Miss.
Florida -13. I'm mad. I'm just a little bit perturbed.
I am too. I think I'm going to take Florida -9.
Kale almost nailed it again. Florida -12.5. It's actually 13 and 13.5 in some places now, but
what the
it
fuck,
opened at 12.5.
I mean, how are you guessing all these fucking lines in your damn
Kale Hall, I think Kale Hall's true calling is to be a handicapper, a line setter in Vegas. Be one of those guys that gets in the room and they set the lines.
Yeah.
You know? Lines by Kale Hall.
He
sells. That's what they do. There are actually people who do this now. There's a company that does this, and they sell their lines to the Vegas casinos, to the sports books.
Cool. Yeah.
So they have a service. They go, okay, here it is. And, of course, the more experience you have, the bigger the games you do. So say if you're a newbie, and say if you're brand new on the job, you're, like, working and helping to set lines on, like, the MAC games, you know? You're breaking down Miami of Ohio versus Western Michigan. Okay. And, you know, so I read an article about this before, and like a few years ago, and I'm like, you know what? My next life, I'm just going to be single, and that's what I'm going to do for a living.
That is fucking great.
Exactly. We got any more there, comrade?
Okay. Another game, Kentucky at Auburn. What's the spread? It's kind of interesting.
I say Auburn minus 9.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I'll take Auburn minus 8.
Auburn minus 8, exactly. Good job, Rob Ooh. Sanders.
How are you getting all these right?
Holy shit.
We did, Kale, as he lets you now go first and knows you're probably close and just takes one off or one adds one.
I was actually in a chat room earlier tonight known as BVD on YouTube, Big Vol Daddy, and they were talking about that one. So yeah. I just threw that out there so I'd be wrong.
How about one of our games here is Louisville at Pittsburgh. Pitt did not cover this week in Syracuse, as you all know. Louisville at Pittsburgh.
You go first, Kale, or I can go. I don't care.
I'd say Pitt minus 4.
Pitt minus 2.5.
Pitt minus 3.5.
Wow.
That's holding steady. That's 3.5 still and on the board. So open to 3.5 is not moving. So.
Yep.
That's right. Not moving.
803-470-2905 if you want to join the show this evening. We got plenty of people watching the show. Some folks need to call in and chat with us a little bit.
How about Bama at Missouri?
That's fucking trash.
Exactly. It's fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Deeble dobble, deeble dobble, deeble dobble do. Deeble dobble, deeble dobble, deeble dobble do. We are so much better than you.
Exactly. I mean, that Jesus, that's going to be just a shit fucking show.
Hold on, I'm going to let my dog out real quick. Hold on.
This is ridiculous. God damn it. God damn it.
I don't know what it is. It's got to be. Kyle's comrade's got to let his dog back out, but that's going to be a shitty game. Just a shitty game. Kale, what do you got in that game, man? You got Mizzou plus 30? What, I don't know, at home?
That sounds that's a little too much. I say Mizzou plus 26.
Yeah, I got Mizzou plus 21. That was my guess. What is it called?
Missouri plus 27.
God. Get
27 bones.
Jesus.
You want to guess Vanderbilt at Texas A&M?
You saw it, motherfucker!
Oh, that one's like 28, isn't it?
I'll take Vanderbilt plus 24.
Plus 29.5.
Damn.
It's gone down to 29 in most places now, so 29.5 were opened.
What the That's fuck? Pretty much-
Well, here's a good
it
game.
It might be even worse than that. Vanderbilt's whole fucking team opted out.
Yeah. Here's a good game too, and we haven't it's not on our list of games, but NC State at Virginia Tech.
Oh God! Well, we've seen Virginia. We've seen NC State. You know that one, Kent?
I think that's Virginia Tech minus 11. If I'm not.
I'll take is it at Virginia Tech? If it's at Virginia Tech, I'll say Vatech minus 9.
Minus 9.5 is where it opened. It's at 10 in some places, 8.5 in some places too, but right open to minus 9.5.
Well, there you go.
Vatech hasn't played a game yet, have they?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they haven't.
Well, do you have any more games? By the way, we're taking calls at 803-470. 2905.
By the way, shout out to covers.com. I love their website. Updated. I like how to. I've discovered a new website now we're going to use. I love it. Good job by them. Good job by them. Yeah, well. How about we'll do one more game? This is a pretty interesting game, I think. Well, no, I lost it now. Here we go. How about this? Kansas at Baylor. Because Kansas lost to Coastal. Baylor had last week off because their game got canceled. Kansas at Baylor. What do you think that point spread is?
What the fuck are we doing out there?
Baylor minus 13.
Oh, okay. See,
I'm going to go Baylor minus 11.
See, this is weird. So I guess I'm way off. Okay, I think the spread's low. I think Baylor should be favored by more. Okay, and it's 18.5.
Well, they
and you guys went lower than that, so maybe yeah. But I would
they
think
had some sick players.
Oh, that's
too,
true
right?
too. Yeah, I think so.
That's why they
yeah, but
that game got canceled.
I mean, to my eye right there, I would roll with Baylor on that to cover, but. I mean, just
Marcus Mariota says, I don't want to call. I'm only here for Kale. I guess you and I are just dickheads, comrade.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you know?
Marcus Mariota says, Kale, to please do a review on the new Spicy McNuggets. Mm.
They don't have them out here yet. I checked to see. I've been looking for that. I don't think they've got them out yet.
I did see your video on the Arby's Prime Rib Sandwich, Kale. That was kind of cool. Kale does these food reviews, gross. And I watch those. Sometimes I watch those. I'm like more excited to watch those than anything else. I don't know why.
Yeah, that sandwich was gross. Big disappointment.
All right, final call for calls this evening at 803-470-2905. We're going to break down on Wednesday the South Carolina matchup with Tennessee. We'll have the complete rundown on that, so that'll be fun. As we get set up for the opening of SEC play. You know, there's only really two games that are worth a shit. I mean, it's the South Carolina game and the Kentucky game. The rest of the games are pretty much fucking garbage, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Ole Miss in Florida might be okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that or not. Do you have a game you like besides those two there, Mike?
That's really it. I don't really see anything else. I don't see anything else.
We didn't really talk about this. The Big Ten's finally back in the mix. Do you think they're going to get their eight games in? I'm as a betting man, I would say no. I don't think they're going to.
I mean, I think some teams will. Will they all get their eight games in? Probably not. I mean, I think there might be a team or two that has to cancel, but I think they will. I mean, they have pretty, some pretty strict rules, but I feel like they may bend those rules if, you know, we'll see.
Well,
that's good. I mean, it's good for college football. I mean, listen, at this point, anything's better than nothing. I'm just looking forward to 2021, to be honest with you, when everything gets back to normal, hopefully, with baseball and basketball and football. And
yeah.
But we're getting this better than nothing. It's better than not having anything. It's better than having to watch ESPN Classic or MLB Network Classic for old games, which I enjoyed. But after a little while, you know, you want to watch games that you don't know what's going to happen.
All right.
So it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Kale, do you think that the Big Ten should be allowed to get into the mix as far as the CFP goes? Because that's going to be a thing, because if I'm looking at say an Ohio State team that is 7-1, it's going to be hard for me to put them in the college football playoff over an 8-2 SEC team. I mean,
if they can complete those eight games, yeah, you have to look at their strength of record, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the job is you got to put the four best teams in. You know, not necessarily the four most deserving teams. I think it's always a big argument: is the four best teams or the four most deserving teams? Because you can make a case that a team two losses you can't get in, like in a normal season. But if you think they're the best team, like a few years ago, Southern Cal had like a bad loss; they got left out. But it was pretty clear they're one of the best two teams. But they just happened to They'd have done the field, you know. But so I think Ohio State is one of those cases where maybe they're not most the most deserving team to be in the playoffs based on their schedule and the Big Ten craziness. But it's pretty clear they're one of the four best teams. And so – and people will bitch and complain. But, you know, I'll be shocked if they're not in the play. I mean, if they're not in the playoffs just well, because I think they're one of the four best teams.
I read something the other day, and I'm pulling it up right now with, in front of me here. The Big Ten, they basically are catering to their top teams as the toughest schedule, not according to me, but according to 247 Sports, is goes to Nebraska. And I don't know if it's because Nebraska bitched and lost their damn mind. I have no fucking clue. But the easiest schedule goes to Ohio State. They get, let's see here, Ohio State, their tough games are Penn State and Michigan. They go to Penn State on October 31st, Michigan December 12th. They get Notre Dame, they get Nebraska at home, they get Rutgers at home, Indiana at home. They have to go to Illinois and to Maryland and to Michigan State. Their schedule is, when you really stop and look at it, it's really not that complicated. What are you laughing at, Kale?
The Marcus Mariota comment. Says, Comrade Trump, what do you put in your beard, though? Mucho sexy.
It's the Muschamp special sauce.
You know, I could tell you, but it's a secret. It's a secret blend.
Yeah.
Of you know,
fucking
some product.
Muschamp semen and clown.
Good living
together.
That
good
sounds living. Sounds like a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial.
good living and good loving.
Oh God!
You know, all those things.
803-470-2905 as we wrap
it's
up.
Getting white as, it's getting white as hell, though. I'll tell you that right now.
What's that?
It's getting white as hell.
Well,
getting old.
That's because your ass is old as fuck. You're damn near 60 now. Shit.
Normally, this is kind of. I still am not real comfortable going to the barbershop because I really don't feel like getting the COVID. And I know everyone thinks, oh, it's not a big deal. But, you know, I'd rather not take the risk. So, normally, I have my hair really short. Shaved in here, I get a little beard going, but I just haven't gone to the barbershop. My wife did cut my hair a couple months ago, and it was okay. But I haven't got a chance to do it again, so we're letting it grow out. I'm you know, whatever. You know, sexy as hell either way, so who cares?
All right, well, I don't think I have anything else. We'll just leave it on Comrade with the semen in the beard. That works out best. Anyway. Kale, do you have anything else you'd like to add to the show? If not, man, we're going to get back at it on Wednesday. Looking forward to picking games on Wednesday. And I know we joke about the ACC and the SEC playing at different times or whatever, but I'm looking forward to having a full schedule in front of us. Like, not this coming week, but the week after. You know, if you look at some games... And I pulled this up earlier because, and this will be our last thing before we get out of here. When I looked at these games, by the way, let me see if I can pull these up really quickly here. Because I was looking at some of the games for, here we go. So not this coming week, but the week after. Let's see. That's Florida at Ole Miss. Let's go. Okay, so I'm talking about the week of the October the 5th, 29th through October the 5th. Here's some of the games. Clemson and Virginia, not really anything to write home about. Oklahoma State and Kansas, that's not anything to write home about. Pitt and NC State. South Carolina and Florida. Mizzou and Tennessee. Here it goes. You've got Auburn and Georgia. That's going to be a good matchup. Texas A&M and Alabama. Yeah, I mean, that week there is going to be interesting. It could determine a lot. The following week on the 10th, Miami and Clemson, Tennessee and Georgia, Florida and Texas A&M, Virginia Tech and North Carolina, Texas and Oklahoma. I mean... just bear with this little set of shitty games we got. So there you go with that. Brock says, looks like Kale's starting to grow a mullet. Kale is not going to grow a mullet. He's going to go Dana Holgerson.
Not a chance.
Grow a fucking skullet. Kale, I'll give you $50 if you grow a Dana Holgerson skullet and have it ready for the live show.
Nice.
$50 American, Kale. Everybody's got a price, Kale.
It's pretty damn tempting.
$50 if you grow a... But I want it to look like Dana Holgerson, though. And I want you to make sure that when you show up at the live show that it's fucking greasy like Holgerson's is. Because he never washes his hair.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I had a mullet when I was in like the seventh grade.
Shut up.
I mean, that's fact. I did. That's fact. Like, I mean, it was the thing back then. But I mean, it was straight. It wasn't the Holgerson thing with the curly, greasy look. I mean, it was more straight. Like, it was more like Ricky Morton's.
Ricky Morton. Comrade, did you ever have a mullet?
No. No. You should have a flat top, though. High school was all but the flat top.
I could see you with a mullet. That'd be funny.
No mullet. But always
I'm
a flat top.
Kale. $50 if you have a Dana Holgerson skullet. I want a goddamn skullet.
I wanted to mention, too, the other day on, I guess it was Friday, on... Yeah. Tater Radio, after Muschamp had made the announcement that Colin would be the starting quarterback, they were talking about that morning on the 6-9 segment. They said, I wonder if they're still going to hold their three fingers up at the beginning of the third quarter. Because, you know, should you really do that for a backup quarterback? I thought that was really classy.
Brock wants you to show a childhood pic of yourself with a mullet, Kale. Can we have that for the Rob and Comrade Facebook page?
I'll see if I...
I swear to
I'll
you.
See, I have one in the year. Because, well, you know, you didn't have pictures of everything back then. But I might be able to find it in the yearbook from my middle school. If I can find it at my mom's house, I'll have to look for it.
That'd be funny as fuck if you have that.
I don't know if she threw all that out or not. I mean, we'll look.
That's hilarious. All right, well, we're going to pick games on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. By the way, if you're watching this show, check out my Fox Sports Radio show this week. I've got scheduled to come on board Tim Frisbee, the former Gamecock wide receiver, will join us. What are you laughing
Fops.
At? What are you laughing at, Mike?
Because he blocked me on Twitter still. It's just funny.
Oh.
Ask him why he blocked me. I want you to ask that in your last question.
Why did you block the comrade? I'm hosting the post-game show with him, so...
Okay.
We haven't talked about that. I'm going to be hosting the best Gamecock coverage post-game show on 103.5 FM WVOC this fall. I forgot to tell you guys that. So... Yeah, I mean, I told you guys, I didn't tell the rest of everybody here, but looking forward to that. Myself, Tim Frisbee, Justin Hull will be bringing you the goodness after all the Gamecock games this fall. So looking forward to that. But Tim Frisbee will join us. Maybe Corey Jenkins may have him on the show. And I'm dedicating this week.
Just don't have David Pollack on with him, please.
No. I'm dedicating this entire week, right, to I'm not going to do much ACC coverage this week because...
You never should.
Would you just let me finish before you run your semen-soaked beard there? I'm going to do a lot of the stuff with the SEC since they're getting underway this week. So be sure to check us out because I'm going to have some good stuff there. All right, gentlemen, with that, I believe this show is a wrap.